Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Steely Dan for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget that you can do a lot of other things there on the site that I think will help you with your small business, including finding out more about what Bill Hubbert has deposited on our website. So many things over the years, now more than 7 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's our human resources expert. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. He's the author of The Medical Privacy Rule. And around here, we call him Mr. Excitement. Bill Hubbert, welcome back to the show.
I need a drum roll to follow that. Boom, boom, boom.
It's good to have you back, Bill.
Always glad to be here.
Bill, as you pointed out recently in a piece that I saw that you wrote, in real estate, location, location, location are the three important principles to remember. And you've kind of played off of that with your new thought this month on how to manage our employees. Why don't you give it to us?
Well, the key thought here, and I use this little phrase in every time I give a presentation in front of employer groups, and whether it's a seminar or workshop or a chamber meeting or something like that, and sooner or later I get around to this topic, and I tell the group that when I bought a house, the realtor had always said that it's important to have location, 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 and the thing that I want to impress upon the listeners is Bill Hubbert says when you're dealing with human resources matters, the importance of documentation, documentation, documentation.
Right.
So the heart of it really, the heart of the message is document your personnel decisions so that, number one, it is a record of what you have decided, when you decided, how you addressed a particular issue. Number two, it improves consistency so that the next time this issue comes up, you have a consistent basis to follow. And point number three, which I feel is even more important, is it gives you a significant legal protection in the event of any type of a claim or unemployment claim.
But Bill, look, I'm trying to make a living here. I got customers coming in. I got customers calling, complaining. I got vendors on the line saying they're trying to ship me some stuff, or I got a back order I'm waiting on. I got the bank on the line. I don't have enough money to bank. I got to make payroll this afternoon, and one of my employees didn't show up. I don't have time because they didn't show up. That put all this extra pressure on me. I don't have time to deal with the regular stuff. And now you want me to sit down and write some stuff down just because they didn't show up? That's like doing two things to me today, the employee.
Well, that's true.
But you still want me to do it, don't you?
Well, at the point that you decide to get rid of that employee, which sooner or later you probably will, and then you go to let go. Let
like
employee
maybe
go.
Today.
Yeah, today. It's Friday. This
today would be
I'm
a good day to
get,
rid of,
get rid of him.
If they didn't
then,
show up.
And you go to fire him, and then next week you see this unemployment notice on your desk.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, well, Joe Blow says he needs unemployment, and what are the reasons behind this? And then your obligation, of course, if you want to beat that unemployment claim, is to send a notice back to the unemployment agency saying, well, here's the reason we let him go. And if you give them a vague generality, they're going to decide on behalf of the employee, and he's going to win the benefit.
Right.
If, on the other hand, you have a good, sound reason for what you've did, and you've communicated it, you've tried to work with the employee, and typically these are things that you're doing over the course of a time period, and then you can identify with dates and times and places and records of some warning notices that this is what happened and how many times he was absent or late or whatever, and here's the warnings that he got, and here was the final warning when I finally told him, if you do this again, you're out of here, and then he did it yet again, and then you let him go. And you can provide brief, not a lot of detail, but some brief evidence that documents the decision, then that's going to help you prevail.
What kind of a system can we develop for this, the little scenario that I gave, the little soliloquy that I gave a minute ago, and every, as you know, and Bill, you know this as well as I do, that the little thing that I just did is absolutely classic small business.
It is.
Because most small business owners are waiting on customers. They're answering the phone. They're trying to decide, you know, work out how to get the most out of their business today and survive in some cases. And so what would be a simple system that we could give them to make it so that they can do what you just said, but it also actually happens sort of in the flow. It's not something I don't have to set aside an hour just to make this documentation. Because when we say it like that, sometimes it sounds like a major human resources project.
Well, I don't want it to get to that level. I don't want to tell
the wag the dog. Because it isn't, is it?
And no, it's not. And sometimes us HR people are accused of trying to make the tail wag the dog. And we don't want to go that far because I recognize, you know, you got to get the product out the door. You got to take care of the customer. You got to address the service issues. And that comes first. And then dealing with the employee relations issues is certainly an ongoing part of that. At some point with this troublesome employee, you're going to sit down and talk to him and say, hey, you know, I need you here. I need you here on time. I need you to do your job. And at the point that you're having that discussion, if you have some little quickie 3x5 notepad or something that you
what
can...
What about a 365 calendar? Go to Office Depot or somewhere and buy a 365 calendar that has one, you know, every day has its own sheet of paper.
Okay.
And you designate that. Maybe put a label on the front that's called an employee documentation calendar or something like that. And every time that happens, you just walk into your office, flip it open to that day and say, John Jones was late today again. And I told him that I wasn't going to accept that. If he was late again, he was, you know, I was going to have to let him go, et cetera. And then maybe you even pick it up and walk over there and say, did I say this to you? Yes, you did. Well, then sign it. And it's all right there in a calendar. What about that?
That would do it. that would do it. Because you've got an annotated record that shows the date, and especially if you get his signature on there, then that puts all the pieces together because it shows the issue was defined, it was communicated, it was acknowledged, and it's documented so that if and when you do run into the unemployment claim or, heaven forbid, something even more significant in terms of a legal issue, then you've got a documented basis to show the issue happened and I addressed it.
You know, what about this? What about when you hire somebody, show them a calendar and say, now look, every time you're late or don't show up, I'm going to make you come in here and sign this calendar.
That would do it.
And I had a first grade teacher, Bill, who whenever we got into trouble, and I'm afraid I got into trouble more than my share, she would actually have us come to up to her desk and get the paddle out of her desk and spank ourselves. That was more mortifying than anything she did. Maybe that's what we should do. Stand by. Not the spanking, folks. The signing of the calendar. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Mr. Carlos Santana. Bill Hubbard is our guest. And Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Yeah. And that's where you can go, folks, if you would like to become a little more, maybe a lot more professional in managing your employees. You know, Bill, as my audience knows, I have two things that I've said for many years, the small business owners need to learn from our big business cousins, how to market our company, how to do a better job of marketing, and how to do a better job with regard to human resources.
One of the things the big business cousins do is they create manuals and procedures and documenting forms about how they manage their business.
Right.
And the simple explanation that I can point to on that one is that's the reason when every time you go into a McDonald's restaurant, everything is the same.
Right, exactly.
They have a massive manual.
Whether it's in Moline or Moscow.
Exactly. And international, they might tailor it a little bit in terms of some of the local issues there, but they have a complete manual that documents literally every aspect of their operation, and we're just talking about one small part of it here, and that's just dealing with employees and documenting some of the employment decisions. Another example that I get a lot is an employer calls me up typically 3 or 4 days before the end of the week, and they've got some employee they're just fed up with, and they want to get rid of them. And so I start asking a couple of questions about, well, what happened to this? What happened to that? Why did you reach this decision? What brought you to the edge of the precipice to where you are now? And generally I find out that, well, there's been this history of things that have been going on with this employee. But when they really start to talk about it, they acknowledge, well, I really don't have a lot of detail. He got a raise last year. He got a good performance rating the year before that. He got a bonus the year before that. And so
everything happened in what I call a flyby.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, as you're passing them in the hallway, by the way, I'm giving you a raise. By the way, good job today. By the way, why did you mess that up?
Exactly. And so there's all these flybys, and then all of a sudden the negative issues become so prevalent that they want to get rid of this employee. They're committed to do it, and now we're scrambling around trying to find out what's a good basis to do this that's going to support their decision if it does get challenged. So this documentation aspect, again, I don't want to make it out of a molehill, but whether you record it on a calendar or have a little warning notice or have an attendance record with a series of boxes for every day of the year and you put a certain type of a check mark to show present or a different check mark to show absent or a different one for tardiness, something that documents the issues. And some of these records you can delegate to a secretary or an HR person or an administrative assistant to keep some of the records, or your payroll clerk, because typically it's the payroll clerk who's coming up at the end of the week saying, well, how do I record this absence? Mm-hmm. Does he get paid? Doesn't he get paid? And so somebody in the organization needs to maintain some basic records so that you can make sure everybody gets paid. It's
right.
Fair, it's consistent.
And exactly, so that nobody can claim discrimination. You know, Bill, the other thing that, you know, if you're in business, if you own your own business for any length of time, over a period of years, it's probably not a matter of if you're going to get sued by an employee. It's probably a matter of when.
Literally.
Would you disagree with that? I mean, that's not too far.
Oh, no. Very literally. I mean,
and so the point. All I was going to say is if you don't have time to deal with one little piece of paper and write a couple of notes down and get a signature, how much time are you going to have when you have to go take a deposition? Or
exactly.
Give a deposition, I should say.
And you're spending $400 an hour for an attorney to defend an issue that
right.
is so minimal and is so trumped up, but it's going to cost you $8,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to defend an issue that if you had a couple pieces of paper to document your decision, it would have been a slam dunk and the guy probably wouldn't
Well, the attorney wouldn't have taken the case. The attorney would look at the documents and say, you know what, you don't have a case here.
Yes.
That's the statement that you want to be. Whenever, maybe this is a good way to motivate all of us to do more of this, Bill, is whenever we think we don't have time, just say, okay, I'm doing this so that some attorney in the future will say, you don't have a case here.
That's a good way to put it.
A little sticking carrot there.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a situation when I was an HR manager, and I was involved in a discharge of an employee for excessive absenteeism, and I literally spread across the top of my desk all of the warning notices against that employee. I pulled away three or four that were over a year old, and I said, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these things for this current year. Your last one was the last straw. Now you've done it again. You're out of here. And what can he say? There was no basis for a complaint. Even if he were to file unemployment, we had all the records there. If he were to present some other type of more significant claim, again, we had documented evidence to show
right.
we tried this, we tried that, and you still kept breaking all the rules. So, I don't want to make the tail wag the dog, but if you have a basic warning notice and you have some sort of a calendar record of attendance or a calendar that you jot down some of the performance issues and you communicate that. These are the key examples that show you have specifics, and it's most likely to prevent that employee from bringing a claim against you because they're going to see you have the record.
And getting them to sign it, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is, and it really documents and confirms they've received it and they understood it.
Right. And the next time they think about being late or not showing up, they'll remember that they got to sign something. And that signing a document that you screwed up is not a good thing to be thinking about. Maybe that'll motivate them a little bit. Bill, give us your website one more time.
www.hubbart.com, HUBBART.
Bill Hubbart, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always enjoying it.
Bill Hubbart, folks, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. 29 after, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.